1029 Big Country Hits, Kelsey Ballerini, Clare County Fair, August 25th, and with us on the phone right now. Hey, Kelsey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. You are all over the place. I am just astounded at how it has gone from you just being the new kid on the block to just hosting a TV show and being CMT's next Women of Country and headlining your own tour. How are you handling it all?
Oh, I'm good. I'm having a blast. I mean, I was sitting in Nashville 3 years ago, writing songs, praying that one day I'd be able to do this kind of stuff. And just the fact that so early on I get to, and just the fact that the music's been embraced like it has been, it's insane. I feel like I don't even know how to respond anymore. It's crazy.
Is it true that your first song was a Mother's Day present because you forgot to get your mom something?
Yes. I think I was 12, actually, and the next day was Mother's Day, and I completely forgot. Like a terrible daughter. I was like, well, mom likes, like, really sweet things, so what if I just, like, write her a letter? Oh, no, what if I just write her a song? I mean, I couldn't play an instrument or anything like that. I just sang it to her. But actually, what was really cool was 2 Mother's Days ago, I was on my first tour. It was the CMT Next Woman Tour, and I flew my mom up and brought her on stage and sang her the song, which was really cool. It was a cool moment.
I also like the fact that when you started writing, I was reading that you started listening to other genres of music like Stevie Wonder and Frank Sinatra and some of the classics to kind of focus on not being commercial, but figuring out who you are.
Totally. I still do. I mean, I listen to everything. I'm just a fan of music. And even, you know, the show that you mentioned that I get to co-host called Greatest Hits, that's the reason I love doing it so much, is there's artists from every genre in that show, and I just got to be a fan. But yeah, I think as a songwriter, I think that what made me kind of find my writing style was just listening to other artists and figuring out what I wanted to say and what I liked saying.
Let's talk about the TV show for a second. How did that all come about?
I got a call from Ken Ehrlich, who's the producer of it. Basically, the general vibe of the show is to kind of bridge the gap between generations and genres. And so having Arsenio Hall as the other co-host and then now me, it kind of represents that generation gap and also just a mad love for music, no matter, you know, where you come from or what you do.
Do you have a favorite moment or favorite artist that you've met doing the show?
Well, it was cool because some of my friends got to do it. So I got to see like Little Big Town and Tori Kelly and Meghan Trainor. That was really cool to just kind of see them. But then I got to meet people like Backstreet Boys and Bonnie Raitt. That was really cool. But getting to see the moments of like Bonnie Raitt and Andrew Day singing together and Jewel and Tori Kelly singing together, just getting to watch that was super special.
You have had so much happen to you in the last year, and I'm sure there's so many moments that stick out, but is there one in particular starstruck moment where you're like, oh, I can't believe that just happened?
I get starstruck all the time. I promised myself when I got into this and like when the artist thing started happening that I would always let myself be a fan, because I am a fan, and there's never going to be a time when I'm in the same room as like Carrie Underwood or, you know, certain people where I just don't freak out. That'll always be a thing.
Now, if you could choose one of your favorite artists to be a duet partner, who would be your top choice?
Okay, so I just started recording my second album, and, you know, I had this goal to have a duet or a collaboration on every album, and it didn't work out for the first one, so now I'm going to have to double up on this one. So I can't say, because I have one already set to go, but I'm trying to get another one.
So you might already be fulfilling your dream partner duet.
Yeah.
That is very cool. Do you have a favorite concert moment? Is there anything that happens during your shows that blows your mind?
Oh, gosh, yes. I remember growing up going to concerts. My favorite part was always when the band went away and it was just the artist and their guitar, because I just felt like it was that moment where you really got to know their heart and really could just kind of feel like you knew them. And so we have this part of the show where I play through some of my favorite songs and I kind of tell the story of how I wrote Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me and my guitar for like 5 minutes. It's like a big sing-along, and I feel like it's the time in the show where I really get to kind of talk freely and just become friends with people.
Okay, so you're doing some shows by yourself. You're also on tour with Rascal Flatts. What has that been like?
Insane. I literally have a picture in meet and greet line with them when they came to Knoxville, gosh, like 10 years ago. I'm just an actual huge fan of them. And so to be able to just watch them every night and watch them sing 90 minutes of hits. They have to do a mashup of 3 hits because they can't fit them all in their set. Like, it's crazy. I mean, they're just legends. They're legends.
And I was reading that it was during a Rascal Flatts show where you let it slip that you'll be doing your own headlining tour in the fall.
Yeah. Oops.
Any more details on that yet, or we got to kind of watch and see?
Well, we've gotten to tour with so many amazing artists, and I feel like I've gotten to learn a lot, and I just kind of wanted to try it. So, yeah, later this year, it's a small tour, but yeah, we'll announce more about it soon.
So everyone should follow you. What are your links and all of that stuff?
It's just at Kelsey Ballerini, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. And I'm on there all the time. I love talking, seeing everyone. So come say hi.
Kelsey, we are so excited to see you at the Clare County Fair July 25th. Thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
By the way, there are still tickets available for that show. If you'd like to get details, there's a link on our website at 1029bigcountry.com.